Chapter 7. If Andy were the protagonist of a romance novel, she would have woken before dawn, gazed longingly at Miranda asleep in the bed beside her, and kissed her awake as the sun rose. As it was, Andy woke up to full daylight and an empty bed. She lay still, listening. She caught the faint smell of coffee, but she didn't hear anything from downstairs. In another context, waking up alone the morning after would have sent Andy into paroxysms of anxiety. But there was something to be said for 8 years of courtship. She felt weirdly peaceful. Also weirdly well rested, even though she hadn't fallen asleep for what felt like hours. She closed her eyes against the near assault of daylight streaming through Miranda's heinously sheer window dressings. Considered, briefly, going back to sleep, but the promise of coffee and sex, definitely more sex, was too tantalizing. She swung her legs over the side of the bed and stood up. The bathrobe she'd been wearing was still in the kitchen, so she wrapped herself in a dark gray throw blanket that probably cost as much as a month's rent, and went downstairs. She found Miranda in the second floor office sitting at her computer, wearing her bathrobe and a Bluetooth headset. She glanced up when Andy descended the stairs. It may have been nearly a decade, and Miranda was adorned with significantly fewer accoutrements, but Andy still recognized her "I'm working" demeanor. "You've had 3 months," Miranda said, gaze going back to her screen. "We gave you 8 possibilities. No, Francesca." Andy raised her eyebrows at Miranda, who appeared to be pointedly ignoring her, and then she let the blanket fall. The only indication that Miranda had noticed was the faint flush that appeared in her cheeks. Andy stood on the stairs before her, completely and totally naked, and trying not to grin. She had a pretty good idea that it wasn't a video call, or Miranda would have already shut her down. She took the non-responsiveness as an indication of encouragement. She was 2 stairs from the landing, another 6 or so steps from Miranda, but she had no intention of closing that distance. Not yet, anyway. She bent and shook the blanket out, draping it over the hardwood stairs, then lowered herself onto it. Stretched her legs towards Miranda, her arms toward the third floor. Miranda's gaze darted away from her computer screen and back again. The flush darkened. "You asked my opinion, and I gave it," she said icily. Conference call, judging by the length of the silence that followed, and the phone wasn't on mute. So Andy would have to be very, very quiet. She arranged herself on the blanket, one hand at her throat, the other just grazing her inner thigh. She knew Miranda hadn't been completely lying when she said she'd bought those gifts for aesthetic reasons. Head tipped back, fringe falling over her forehead. She closed her eyes against the late morning sunlight. "You'll have to find a different venue," Miranda said, and Andy didn't miss the way her voice caught on the last word as Andy let the hand at her throat slide down to her breast. She thought about the ravenous expression on Miranda's face in the Versace dressing room, the way she'd pounced on Andy the night Andy had showed up at her door. Now she was stuck on a conference call, listening to a bunch of executives arguing, and she'd have no choice but to maintain her control. She slid the hand on her thigh higher, swiped one finger through her own wetness, dragged it up and down again, let her knees fall open. "Well, then, you'll just have to cut the guest list, won't you?" Miranda snapped, and now she didn't just sound irritable, she sounded pissed. Andy opened her eyes. Miranda wasn't pretending to ignore her any longer. She was sitting ramrod straight, hands flat on the desk, staring at Andy with glittering eyes. Her face was bright pink. Andy could see her chest rising and falling below the robe. Power. She felt drunk with it. Did Miranda feel like this all the time? She caught her nipple between thumb and forefinger, gave it a twist, felt the familiar shock of pleasure. Miranda's jaw clenched. She wanted to let herself moan, just to see what Miranda's reaction would be, but she didn't want to risk revealing herself to the executives on the other end of the call. She settled instead for stroking the skin just beside her labia with one finger, long and leisurely, one leg hiked up to give Miranda an unimpeded view. She saw Miranda shift on the chair. Just a little, just the tiniest movement of her hips, but Andy saw the hitch of her breath when she did it. She imagined Miranda as wet as Andy was. Imagined that she felt the same aching throb at her core. Andy normally used a vibrator. Fingers took too long, and Andy had things to do. Today, though, the look on Miranda's face intensified by magnitudes every touch of Andy's hand. She thought she could come just by watching the way Miranda's hips tilted forward again. Once, twice, a third time, the chair rolled a little. When Andy finally let herself slide her fingers over her clit, she couldn't help the little moan that escaped. It wasn't nearly loud enough to be caught by the headset, but Andy clamped her mouth shut nonetheless. The sheer intimacy of it, holding Miranda's gaze while she stroked herself, bolts of heat shooting through her entire body, made her feel so exposed and vulnerable that she almost closed her eyes. "Why is Zac Efron even on the list at all?" Miranda said sharply. "Take him off." She inhaled sharply as Andy pressed her fingers hard against her clit, quickened her pace. It wouldn't take much, not with Miranda's eyes on her, not with that look of sheer open lust on Miranda's face. The stair riser pressing into Andy's spine was really starting to hurt, and her left butt cheek was gradually losing all feeling, but the slip of her fingers across her clit and the pulses of heat building there were beginning to eclipse everything else. She bit down on her lower lip. And, oh, if Andy had closed her eyes, she wouldn't have seen the sudden desperation on Miranda's face. The slide of Miranda's right hand off the desk to descend beneath the folds of her robe. It was too much. Miranda's eyes gone vague and glassy, the part of her lips, the soft rustle of the robe as her hand moved beneath it. Andy's back hit the stair riser so hard as she came that she knew there'd be a bruise there tomorrow. It wasn't earth-shattering, nothing like the previous night, and she recovered fast. Miranda's head was down, her eyes half-closed, her hips rocking into her own hand. She was breathing fast. The call, apparently, had been abandoned. Andy really, really hoped she'd hung up. She stood on wobbly legs, staggered left as her foot had gone numb, recovered, and crossed the threshold to the desk. The phone had, she saw, been muted. It was rude to interrupt, Andy knew, but she really felt like she could improve the situation. Miranda made a soft sound of distress when Andy pulled her hands away, looked up at Andy with fierce and fiery eyes. It didn't take any more prompting than that. Andy dropped to the floor, pulled Miranda's knees apart, and shoved the robe out of the way. No lace this time, just plain black satin, which Andy found exponentially hotter. Miranda's hips lifted a little, as though she expected Andy to pull the underwear off. Andy slid her hands up Miranda's thighs and gently pushed her back down. She heard Miranda's soft gasp, felt her body stiffen. She reached up to tug at Miranda's waistband, putting tension in the fabric right at Miranda's clit. A moan now, and Miranda's hips began to rock in earnest as Andy tongued her through the satin. She pulled a little harder, feeling Miranda jerk when she did. She was soaked already, and Andy's tongue slid salty sweet over the slick fabric. "Andrea," a pleading note in her voice. Andy took a few more swipes over the satin, taking deep satisfaction in the escalation of Miranda's moans. But yeah, okay, the fabric was sort of making her tongue go numb. And besides, she wanted to taste Miranda, not $600 lingerie. She slid the underwear down, and Miranda lifted just enough for her to pull it off and cast it aside. And then Andy's whole mouth was on Miranda's slick and swollen flesh, and Miranda was making the most gorgeous sounds Andy had ever heard in her entire fucking life. The previous night, Miranda had been tight as a bowstring, gasping toward each climax with desperate ferocity. Now she was lax and supple, undulating in Andy's hands like the ocean. Andy was soaked from chin to chest. The movements of her tongue were complete nonsense, and her lower lip kept catching on her teeth. And yet, Miranda was moaning as though this was the first time she'd ever been touched in her life. She reached up, let her fingertips slide alongside her tongue, then pressed forward, just a little, experimentally. "Ah," Miranda gasped. Andy pulled back. "I'm sorry," she started to say, but Miranda cut her off. "You can," she said, her eyes bright, pupils dilated. "Oh, yes," Andy growled and got back to it. She pressed forward, one finger sliding into Miranda, and she felt Miranda clench and tighten around her, felt Miranda's movements almost completely stop. Gentle laps with her tongue as she slipped a second finger in beside the first, and this time Miranda let out a long, low groan and started to move again. Andy curled her fingers a little, not quite finding the spot, but Miranda didn't seem to mind. Faster now, and Andy could feel Miranda tightening around her, could hear Miranda growing louder, louder still. She wanted to slow down, make it last, because she was really enjoying herself, but it was pretty clear that Miranda was rapidly approaching the point of no return. So Andy matched Miranda's movements with her tongue and her hand, and when Miranda's body arched and tensed, she deepened her strokes and curled her fingers until Miranda was crying out and shuddering and pulsing around her. It lasted so long that Andy actually got a tongue cramp, which she decided on the spot was the greatest thing to have ever happened to her in her life. "Oh," Miranda gasped finally, rolling the chair a few inches backwards and away from Andy's still lapping tongue. "That was... Andrea, that was really..." She propped one elbow on the desk for support and looked at Andy with an expression caught somewhere between bewilderment and elation. Andy grinned and pulled herself to her feet. "Meetings," she said. "Am I right?" Miranda made a face that was clearly supposed to be a grimace of disapproval, but fell significantly short. "Andrea." Andy shook her head gravely. "Poor Zac Efron," she said. End of chapter 7.